Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, St. Louis. FM News Talk 97.1 DGS. I know you're all thinking, how it's my cold. Well, you can hear, it's one of those weird things, I think, that as you get better, you seem worse. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of moves around.
It's all breaking up. So yeah. You seem very congested.
Yeah.
Now it's just all breaking up and you're dealing with it, but I bet you're feeling better tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
I was watching The Office last night, the episode where Michael Scott accidentally grills his foot on the George Foreman grill. Have you ever seen?
Yeah.
And he's being such a baby about it. I'm like, this is a little familiar with Dave and his cold.
So I can see Phoebe's feed, her Netflix feed, because whenever I go to take a bath and watch Netflix, it's always on her thing. And one of the things she's watching is The Office, which we had that whole discussion yesterday about what did your parents say you could not watch.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's been years since I watched it. That's one of the things I should not let her watch. But I was really happy she was watching it. Like, oh, that's cool.
It's wholesome.
She'll like that.
There's like maybe two or three raunchy scenes, seriously, in the entire series.
Yeah.
So.
And it makes me happy that she would get that kind of humor,
which doesn't
surprise me because I've known her for 14 years. But
I actually think I was her age whenever it came out, and that's when I started watching it.
That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it's sort of like live action SpongeBob, that I watched SpongeBob with Nick and I watched it with her and I loved it and we loved it together and all the inside jokes and same kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anyhow, what else? Should we get a hat update? From Taliban?
Sure. I mean, whenever.
He's really leaning into the hat thing.
He looks great. Yeah. I fully support this new phase in his life.
He's got the whole flat bill and everything, which is very cool.
I don't want to say he looks street, but
yeah,
he looks street. Look at him with his swag coming in here.
So yesterday was day one.
Heck yeah.
For hat Taliban.
Mm-hmm.
Hat boy.
And it's so cute because like it really meant something to you, and I gave you $100. Now, did you spend some?
I did.
Okay.
I did. I have spent all of it.
Wow, what a shock! Did you spend all of it on that Cardinals hat? I hope not.
This was the origin hat. This is the hat that started it. This was the hat that was gifted from a. I'm doing a thing here, man. This is my time. Get out of here.
What's happening?
All right. Good show.
Well, everything we had planned just changed.
Yeah. Look who's here. It's the ghost of Christmas past.
Really? I'm interrupting your special thing here. Wiggins, right? Is that the name?
Yeah. Hi.
Good to meet you.
Good to see you.
Yeah. I've heard a lot about you.
Wow.
Not all good, but I've heard a lot about you.
Great, thanks.
I would love it so much if he was just coming back and like, Wiggins, get out of here.
Yeah.
And I had to leave. Wow.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Mark, you look so tan. Have you been out on the lawnmower a lot?
Man, all I've been doing is I've cut my grass like hourly. It's the greatest thing in the world. I'm going through 100 gallons of gas a week. But I brought you some cookies.
Thank
you so much. Yeah. Schnucks.
Did you take my Schnucks account?
I did.
Well, then you get the cookies. So.
Yeah, she took all things close.
Yeah, very nice.
She's having a weird relationship with Jill Devine.
Yeah. It's like, no questions asked on that one. So, y'all look good. Everything good.
Everything is good.
Yeah. Everything in place and ready to go. And I'm happy
did
to
Did you
hear
know
it,
he
so.
Was coming, Dave?
No
okay.
idea. No.
It was a little bit of a. In fact, Tony went knocking on the door. I was in Jeff's office. Tony knocked on the door and wanted to come in. They go, you can't come in. And he started crying and walked away. But he's back here, so.
I have no idea what's happened. I saw him 10 seconds before you did.
Well, you walked in with him. I'm like, Tony surprised us with Mark.
Jeff came running up to me frantically and said, go in there. And I followed him in. I have no idea what's happening.
What is happening?
He hasn't changed shirts in a month.
Hmm. Same one. It's the one from Sam's. I buy 20 of them at one time. And I just wanted to come down, congratulate Rachel.
You're going to start you in the morning show, aren't you?
Pretty much, yeah. I'm just doing that. I'm actually going to be the new news director, but we'll talk about that later. Congratulations. It's great. I'm very happy for you and stuff, and it's, good for you. And this Wiggins guy over here, I'm still out on that, but I'm sure it'll turn around. So
thank you very much.
That's
thank
all right.
you, sir.
That's the support that you need. So, yeah, but it's all good, and I miss you guys. And I've just been, I tell you what, this retirement, semi-retirement, it's all it's cracked up to be in
it
that
is.
Some.
Oh, good.
It's awesome.
It's the best.
That's
it's,
good.
I'm like walking. I'm doing like 6 miles a day, just in circles. It's pathetic, but I'm having a great time
basement.
Doing it. That's it. Really. I got to go somewhere and I walk and come back right to where I started from. Tones?
Every day you walk down
Marker?
Here and turn around and go
I miss
home.
You, bud.
A lot of rain. It's got to be cutting into the grass cutting.
Oh, that's good. Man, it keeps it growing.
It keeps it growing, but I've had my tractor stuck three times in the mud.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can't have that heavy tractor on the wet grass.
No, I'm in a bad mood all day when it's been raining. Ferns, I get out.
Can't do those tire marks.
No. Oh, and I've literally went up to my axle in the mud. Couldn't get out. It was bad.
Really?
It was bad. Then I broke a piece off my tractor.
You really are, because you're smart enough to know don't take it out.
I
of
know,
mud.
I know, but it's
you were desperate
when the you know when it's calling, I go. So
walk us through a new Mark Close day.
He goes into a radio studio.
Yeah,
he does a
goes
show.
Into a studio somewhere. really sleeps late, gets up late, takes a walk, looks at his yard, waves to Fern when she goes to her job, and it's just. Although there's a couple times, like the first 2 weeks, I was out doing crap in the yard and getting all grubby and stuff. At about noon, I go, I got to go in and take a shower and go to, no, I don't. And it's pretty cool.
So were there, and I'm hoping the answer is yes, were there any bad moments, like any like, oh boy, not sure about this?
Well, being on a fixed income now, that's a little frightening, so. I'm kidding. No, it's that's a little bit weird waiting for a check to show up that doesn't show up. But no, it's I'm telling you, it's I'll be honest with you. If I knew it was this good,
you would have done it before.
I might have been out earlier. It's there's plenty of stuff to do, and you know I got friends that are retired, and so we can go out and play and go to lunch and I mean I'm kind of sitting on my back patio reading books.
What are you reading?
I don't know. I never know what I'm reading.
Made
books.
That up.
Yeah.
Just made that up.
They got a lot of pressure.
So
not
USA
a lot of
Today
words.
Is a book now.
Do you still make, like, throughout the day, if you see something, if you observe something interesting, do you, like, make a mental note?
I
should bring that up and talk.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
I don't have any.
When
I'm
out walking, I start thinking about corners, and I'm like, I don't think I need it. So I do it to Fern when she comes home. Go, sit down, listen to this.
Consider the egg, Fern.
Yeah. She knows the egg thing many.
Fern, I'm halfway through this book about green eggs and ham.
Did you have any idea how this ends?
He eats it everywhere.
But it's good, man. It's all, you know, it's...
Do you ever listen to us?
I did not for... First couple of weeks, because I knew it would kind of freak me out.
Like a breakup.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The fact that he's here is proof that he has not heard a thing that we've said about him since he left.
That's probably true, too. Yeah. My attorney will be in touch. But I thought it'd be better that way. But I had people call and tell me what was going on in the building and stuff. And I got my sources. And it all sounds like
So what do you think of Wiggins' humor?
Is that what you call it?
Jury's still out, apparently.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? It takes a while to kind of fit into things, you know. I talked to Sue the other day. We talked yards. I've converted her. We had a nice talk about fertilizer. So it's, you know, it's a new group, and it's not really a new group. It's partially new, but, and then we did stuff. Wiggins, right? You sat in with us a couple of times, 6 to 7.
Yeah, I did one time. I've only been on the air with you one time.
Okay.
And
seems like more.
Yeah, and that was it, and then you were gone.
You know what's interesting?
It seems like it never ended.
Sorry, one time and out.
What's interesting about that, I was talking to a new client today, and they've been listening for years and years and years and years, and I said, everyone is, myself included, so nostalgic, and time watercolors things.
Absolutely.
And everyone thinks that what happened 10 years ago was better than what is happening now, what happened 20 years ago is better than what happened 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
And the thing to remember is that the same way that when Rach took over the Mark Close Memorial Chair, she's been a voice for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But suddenly she was a little bit freaked out, like, wait a second here. And when you came on the show 10 years ago, you had been doing it for 40 years.
Right.
But all of a sudden it's like, wait a second.
It's different.
This is no longer introducing Molly Hatchet and going to the kitchen.
Exactly. So, yeah, but it's, and like you said, like with you 19 going on 20 years, the amount of people that have come through the building.
I said the other day, we're SNL.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. And everybody, you know, and Sue's a prime example. Sue came in doing, and I've known Sue for 25 years, came in doing traffic. And like the first day, we're hooting on her. I mean, we're all over her. And it's like, you're part of the group. That's just, and that's the way it works with you. And that's the reason it works. It's because whoever comes in just becomes part of the group of, you know, insane people. And that's what people expect. And
I just realized that I don't miss hearing things like hooting on her.
Glad to have you back, though.
David on Twitter says, Rachel, I like this guy. He reminds me of Mark. Yes.
Really. I'm amazed that it took more than like 3 minutes for Tony to take a shot. But,
yeah.
When you walked in the door,
I got another one too.
It was like a total disconnect. I was like, well, I'm obviously having a stroke or something. Yeah. Mark's walking in.
Yeah. Mark was there.
2 months have been a dream, and I'm waking up. I passed out in the middle of a segment, and he's back. Yeah. It was just so crazy.
It's like Dallas all over again.
Forever, that's right.
One more time. No, this, like I said, the semi-retirement is pretty damn nice.
You know, it's great because I learned a lot from you leaving. And one of the things was that I knew you'd struggled with this literally for years. And when you and I talked privately and candidly, and you said, you know, when you just keep thinking about something more and more often.
Yes.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Whether it's moving houses or getting married or getting divorced or leaving a job or taking a job, like, you're right. When it just keeps popping up and popping up and popping up and popping up. And then for you, how long have you been gone? A month?
Yeah.
Around there?
It was the 29th of March, I guess, was the last show. Yeah,
so, my birthday.
Yeah.
So the fact that
nobody remembers.
That it's good, I mean, that's good.
Yeah. But you're absolutely right. It's if you think about it, and then it's like every 6 months, and it's every 2 months, and then it was, and before you know it, you make your decision. And you were very cool about it. You even said, because Jeff said, are you sure about it?
Right.
And, you know.
I told Rach today at lunch, I'm like, because you are such a pushover that when you told me and Jeff, I'm retiring. And Jeff, being Jeff, said half kiddingly, okay, well, you can put in your 6 months notice. And you go, okay.
Yeah.
And I'm like, come here.
Yeah. And Clever's going, no, he wants out. He's out now. Don't argue with him. And that's
You'd still be here.
I know. It's just, and you know, looking back, like you said, any decision that you make, you know, and I miss certain parts of it and stuff. And Tony, you're right. You'll see something you want to talk about it. But it's, I'm really glad I made the decision.
Well, I want you to know that, because I know you care about me
deeply
and my feelings.
Mm.
It is so much nicer to stand next to Rachel all afternoon than it is to stand next to you all afternoon. So, thank you.
There's that other one.
Oh, there's more.
I told you I had another one.
Yeah. Mark, what would you say you miss the most?
You.
Me.
Yeah.
I thought so.
At least he actually said something nice that time.
Yeah. Well, wait a second.
Yeah, he's, it's a good point. I shouldn't have cut him off.
You interrupted me. I'm not finished yet, so.
Because you're so stupid. You make me look smart.
Really? Anything you've said? No, it's just getting together. And again, I talked, one of the things we brought up stuff, and I told you and Jeff too, is I'm not a political guy. And I'm just, I wasn't ready for another election. I just didn't have it in me. So it's just the stupid crap in between that we did. I mean, that's, which I thought that we excelled in, but that's the kind of stuff that you miss. And, you know, just talking, and actually probably more of the stuff off air than on air. Cause we've said before, if you could broadcast the stuff that goes on in between, like during the commercial breaks, number one, solid across the board, never ending, you know, lose your license, but it'd be fun while it lasted. So
are you part of DGS5?
Yes, I am.
Good.
I will be there. I will be there.
Sweet.
Yep.
Awesome. Are you sticking around, or are we saying goodbye to you?
You tell me.
Stick around.
Okay. Okay.
Quick break. DGS, if you want to talk to Mark, 314-241-9797, or you can tweet us.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS, just about 3:30. Mark Close made a truly surprise visit. It's so funny because Tony was out for the 3 o'clock hour doing a bunch of Tony stuff. and Jeff's door was closed, which it is, you know, pretty often, and he could hear Annie Fry's voice in there, and he knocked on the door and said, do I need to be a part of the Annie Fry show meeting? And Annie slammed the door shut and said, no. And so then he's feeling doubly bad, and then he's like, and then I swore I heard Mark Close's voice, but I knew I didn't, but so funny.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
So you're giving me hope because you truly look younger.
Oh.
I know it's only been a month, but you look better and younger and healthier.
I feel good. Yeah, it's
is
you know,
it
I
the
mean,
tan? It might be the tan.
Yeah.
He's extremely tan.
Yeah.
But you know, and with working with you for all those years and stuff, again. Big thing for me is not getting out of bed with an alarm. Mm-hmm. God, I hate it. I just hate it.
Yeah.
Didn't have to do it. That made it nice coming in, doing the show and whatever. But it's just, I guess it was, Sunday night, we're sitting around watching TV, and it was one of those, and I'm like, going, okay, tomorrow, there's nothing tomorrow. And it's kind of a cool feeling.
Yeah.
And there's always, you can always find something to do, you know, with like part-time or people do charitable work and things like that. So whatever works for them.
Simple pleasure have you discovered in the last month that was not a part of your life before, and now you're like, you know what I dig? I kind of dig this.
Well, I'm just walking. I found the Grants Trail in South County.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that, yeah. That I grew up in Crestwood that I didn't even know about, and I've been going down there by myself, and I just go out for like an hour and a half at a time. I'm digging that. Sitting out in the patio. Especially when the weather's really great, like it has been in between the rain.
Yeah.
That's nice. Just sitting there and listening to the birds. I'm feeding birds, man. I'm like 120
Yay!
Students.
Yeah.
You know, this is interesting to me because the things that you're describing are prototypical, let's make fun of it, old guy things.
Yep.
But we've been doing this for generations. So there's something about mm-hmm. it that clearly humans enjoy. And it's isn't it weird that we choose to make fun of things that we all end up doing, and when we do it is when we have the choice to do anything we want.
Exactly.
Yeah. And when we have the choice to do anything we want, we tend to just sit still.
Yeah.
Yet we make fun of it. Like, oh yeah, he's out to pasture.
Right. He's got nothing going on. Well, the other's like moving to Florida. And there's a reason people move to Florida because mm-hmm. it's nice in Florida and the weather's great all year long. And you're absolutely right. It's kind of, like I said, that Sunday night just sitting there and going, okay, that tomorrow I don't have anything on the books. And you, Glove and I used to talk about this like on a weekend, going into like a Friday, talking to the wives, and we're like, we got anything this weekend? No, good. Don't book anything. Leave it open. I don't want to do anything. I want to sit around, you know, and watch a bad movie or whatever. And it's got a lot going for it.
And sometimes I think you have to fight through the weirdness and the awkwardness of like, okay, I've just watched my fifth episode of this show.
Right.
I am a loser. Then you're like, no.
Right.
This is what I want to do.
I'm not being productive. And I've had that a couple of times where you sit there and go, I really should be doing something. And I go, this is kind of what I'm doing now.
Yeah.
You know, in the semi-retirement, this is what I do.
And like your dad didn't get to experience this.
No, passed at 61. It was working up until like, you know, a couple of weeks before he passed and stuff. And, you know, you see these stories. It was a John Singleton, the producer, 51 or 52. And that's, you know.
Okay, as seriously as you can take this without a big amount of closeting, Rach, who you love like a daughter, just got a huge promotion, went from the production lane to talent lane, and is now in your seat. Mm-hmm. Advice for her starting out this brand new phase of her career?
Hmm.
No pressure.
Yeah,
really? Yeah, just off the top.
Really?
Come on.
I'm going to remember this forever.
Yeah.
Although I will say, Derek, when we were coming out of the break, she started going on Wiggins and going, you know, on this 39-minute break, the producer doesn't leave right away, which is it's going to be in there.
Yeah, sorry about that, everybody.
Yeah, I guess probably more than anything is have fun. I know that sounds stupid and trite, but really, as you look back, and I still do it. Like I said, my phone got locked up, and I was losing sleep over this stupid phone. I'm like, it's a phone, for God's sakes. In the grand scale of things, you know, when they're putting you 6 feet under, your gravestone doesn't say, hey, my Apple phone went dead. Just enjoy what you're doing. This is, and, you know, maybe this is a pretty damn cool job.
Mm-hmm.
This is, I've got all my friends that were bankers and construction guys and salespeople and doctors and all that, and it's like when I told, you know, Fern, I go, I'm thinking about retiring. And she's like, from what? You know, you just talk. It's what you do for a living. And there's times that it's more pressure filled than other times. But this is a pretty cool way to make a living.
Yeah. My advice to Rach, which I think you will absolutely agree with, you and I got into this really pre-social media.
Oh, yeah.
And so if people didn't like us or something we said, it was kind of hard to tell us that. Mm-hmm. Now it's the easiest thing in the world. And so people are very critical. And I told her, you need to own it. And you need to realize that this didn't happen overnight. You've been here for 6 years.
Right.
And you've worked in every phase of this job. You deserve to be here. And the difference between you and the trolls on the internet mm-hmm. is you're here and they're not.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've talked about that. And I know when you first started, you would read that stuff.
Devastated
me. And I don't care how long you've been in the business. When someone comes up to you and say, hey, you suck. Who was the gal at...
Kelly?
Kelly?
I think it was Kelly. Oh, she boy. Hated that was, Mark. Man, it was my goodness.
Yeah, she was coming unglued. And back in the day, if you don't remember, Kelly, we were doing the live appearance at Hardee's, and she just started yelling, get rid of him, he sucks. And the rest of them are going, yeah, you're right. But it's like, back in the day, that would have devastated me. And at this point,
genuinely seemed like it did not bother you at all.
It didn't bother me at all. Yeah. And part of it is like what you just said, Dave, is consider the source. This is like, now, if Dave or Rachel or Sue or somebody came up to me and goes, listen, your last couple of segments have really been bad. I'm going to take that to heart because they're in the business and they know what's going on. For an outside, it's like me going and going, you know, that cement driveway, it's just kind of, it's not up to snuff, brother. I don't know anything about cement driveways, and a lot of people don't know anything about radio. So, yeah, you can't, and people, that's the downside of social media, is you could be snarky. Like I said, I don't especially respond to anybody that will not use their real name. You're a coward. I don't need it. We're on every day, and we give you our real names. You know who we are, and we show up at locations, but you're being snarky and you're Barbecue Bob or something.
Yeah.
The
whole Barbecue Bob.
Oh, he's the worst.
But, so how about advice for Wiggins just being in this weird band of gypsies that you were in for 10 years?
Weird is a real important element of it. Don't be afraid to just, and again, I hate giving compliments to Dave, but I will. Anything goes in this room. Anything goes. I've worked with plenty of talent over the years. Is not even being a second banana, but being around them, it's them or nothing. I mean, you know, they're talking. If you interfere with them and you know, you're looking for a gig. And everything they say is golden and just, and Dave is one of those that, I mean, from like day one, I think that's the people were telling me, I go, God, I can't believe all the crap you're giving to Glover. And I go, well, it's kind of my job, you know, and that's what's great about it. Don't be afraid to throw it and have fun with it because it makes for a better show. And the show is made up of an element of a bunch of people, and everybody's got to be heard from. And sometimes, you know, we laugh talking about like with Sue and stuff. I'd go on for 20 minutes, and Sue would respond with two words, and those are the two words that people remember. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, just go out there, have fun with it. And again, it's the coolest job in the world. And the fact that people come up to us and thank us, man, that's nuts.
Kinda
that's
goofy.
Amazing. Yeah, it is goofy. It's like, you know, well, we're not going to be here without you.
Yeah.
And they thank us for doing what we do. So,
Mark, you're so right. Like, this is such an amazing thing that we get to do. And just in general, our lives now in 2019, whether you're on the radio or not, you have the potential to make a good life for yourself. If you live in America,
absolutely,
you have a chance to have a really good life. We spend so much time, and I've spent so much time in my life focusing on what I didn't have.
Mm-hmm.
And today I was just having my lunch and I was having negative thoughts. And then I'm like, wait, look around.
Yeah.
Like, this is amazing.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. No, and it's easy. The grass is always greener. I don't care what you do. You can find another personality that makes more money or does a better gig or they get something nice. And you can be envious and you can work harder to get to it. Just realize what you got, and you know, when it's all over with you know, family and friends, that's all that really matters in the long run.
You just have to be thankful for what you have, and I'm so thankful for the time that I got to be on the show with you.
Like, yeah.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
I'm not.
Don't start
it
again.
She's not doing it. Nope. She's totally fine.
I just
fine.
Had to say it one
all
more
all right.
Time.
I thought you were talking to me, saying, don't you get snarky with her. So.
No, that's not what he meant.
We can't start the whole
thing. If I cried again.
Everyone's crying again.
Tony would never forgive me if I cried again.
That's the high point of the whole thing, is the fact after 10 years, I was able to ruin Tony's birthday and retire on his birthday. That's just the time.
Mark, we came back Monday, and Dave and I were like, yeah, we really cried a lot, didn't we? And Tony's like, you cried too much. Get yourselves together.
Nick asked me about it, and I'm like, I think we legitimately freaked him out.
Yeah.
Like, by the time we were all leaving Capitol Grill, I think close to like, son of a bitch.
Yeah. And then Tony's like, I didn't cry. So, but... yeah, it was, and again, for everybody that was involved in that last show, that was amazing. And that's being in the business 47
Pretty
years.
Cool.
I've never seen anything like that in my entire life. Pretty and now, cool. I was walking the other day, and walking down the street, and a guy and his wife were walking the other way, and he goes, how's retirement?
Aww.
And it was very cool, and it turned out to be Radio Rich's sister-in-law and brother-in-law.
Funny. Yeah,
small world. So, but that's fun when they still recognize you and say stuff to you, which is great. So it was tough to pull the trigger on it, but I think it worked out well. Good. And the last show was
good. This
time.
Should be a really, really fun DGS5. This should be really good.
Yep. I'm working. I get like 35 minutes. Is that what I'm?
That's what you got.
Okay. I'm opening for you. 35 minute opener.
There you go.
I'm talking to Convy, and I'm getting back some of that material from
Phyllis Diller.
Thank you very much. That stuff kills. That stuff.
He's been using it a lot, from what I understand.
Yeah. Is he still part of the show?
No.
Okay, good.
Yeah, we got
good.
Rid of him.
There's some choices that had to be made. I was a guy that was online saying,
every week,
this Tim Convy boy needs to go. So.
We got a lot of anonymous complaints from the same email.
Tell good looking, he's got to go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 345 on a Wednesday. We had a surprise visit from Mark Close. That was fun. If you missed it, you can go back and download that podcast. By the way, thank you for all of you podcasters. We're in the biggest or the second biggest radio conglomerate in the world, Intercom, and there are like 370 stations. And nationwide, when they are trying to teach people about how to make a podcastable show, it's literally about us.
Wow.
There's literally a
no
picture.
Kidding.
Yeah, there's a picture of us because we get over 100,000 downloads per month, which is just multiple times anyone else. And just really cool. So, Rach, in general... what's the best way for people to do that?
The best way is to just search the Dave Glover Show podcast on whatever podcasting app you're using. If you don't have a podcasting app and you don't want to listen on your phone, you want to listen on your computer, go to 971talk.com, find the Dave Glover Show page, and you can stream them there.
Very cool. So you can go back and listen to the first couple of segments with Mark there. And as he said, he's going to be a DGS5. You can get your tickets at 971talk.com/DGSLive. On the 21st, 2 days before DGS5, I will be out at the Frontenac Hilton with Thomas Helbig, who joins us now. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Dave.
How are you?
Thanks for having me on. I'm good.
Yeah. So what a perfect advertisement for you the last couple of days in the stock market.
Exactly.
You set a new record. Now we're down 500 points because Trump tweeted something about tariffs. Like most of us have something in the stock market, but it really is like going to the casino.
It is. It is. There's a lot more volatility now this year than there was last year. There's more and more volatility with everything going on with China. Who knows what's going to happen? Just we've had a 10-year bull run.
Mm-hmm.
At some point, this market is going to turn.
Yeah, nothing goes up forever.
That's true.
So when I met with you, because Mark left and I took over the account, and truly, like, I don't know if you know this, but in the first 20 minutes, I cared about you, but I mostly cared about, oh my God, I think I better move my 401k over to this guy. And so I was asking very pointed questions about that, and I'm going to do that. So... describe for the people out there, like you did for me, what your niche is and what you really do.
Okay, we specialize working with retirees or pre-retirees, okay? Those that are maybe retiring within the next 5 years. Most people have their money in a 401k or their IRA, and it's basically in the stock market. They either have stocks, mutual funds, things like that. The problem with that is when you get nearing retirement, you cannot handle that volatility. Imagine getting ready to retire in 2 years and we go through another market collapse like 2008. You lose half of your life savings. Well, we all know it takes time to recover. If you lose 50%, it takes 100% return to break even. And it takes years for that. So we show people nearing retirement how to restructure that plan, get it into what we do. We specialize in market-linked vehicles that links to the stock index so you get the growth potential, but you do not, you'd eliminate total losses. You get no losses whatsoever, and that's why my clients don't lose money.
Now, is this something that maybe someone, say, Rachel or Wiggins' age could do, but maybe you shouldn't, or statutorily, is it something that you can't do until you hit a certain age?
No, anybody can do it, but when you're Rachel's age or when you're younger in your 20s, 30s, 40s, you have time on your side. You can weather these market downturns because the market always comes back. This problem is when you're within 5 years of retiring, you don't have that time on your schedule.
Yeah.
And if you lose that much money, you're not going to recover by the time you need the money. And then you never recover in retirement because you got to remember this. You're no longer feeding money into that 401k. You're drawing money out for income. So not only are you taking losses, you're drawing money out. You never recover. It's mathematically impossible. And people do not understand that.
Yeah.
And that's what we educate them on.
I've definitely been guilty of putting my head in the sand and like, oh, I'm sure I'm fine. And then if you start looking up, like, where should I be? It can be really terrifying. It's sort of like looking at the last page of your mortgage when you're signing a new one. You're like, oh, really? Okay, I'm going to pay that number. That's kind of silly.
That's true.
So yeah. So what sorts of things for the people out there who do put their head in the sand, what kinds of things can we tell them to kind of gently, nicely nudge them into get your head out of the sand and start being proactive because nothing gets better by ignoring it?
Well, you want to participate in your 401ks because usually the company, that you're working with, they're matching it. And, you know, that's free money that they're putting into the account. So you want to participate in these things. And again, if you have time on your side, if you're not nearing retirement within 5 years or something like that, you shouldn't worry about it. But if the things that we work with are the retirees and pre-retirees, they're more concerned about, hey, I can't go through another 2008. And that's the ones we work with. And we show them there's other alternatives than just sitting in their 401k. Yeah. Because once you're 59 and a half, you can literally roll over that 401k into an IRA and the whole world of investments open up to you. And it's a tax-free rollover. You can still keep participating in your IRA, but you can get that money protected.
Yeah.
So when the market does tank, you're not going to lose a penny of it.
So not that you're here to crap on other professionals or disciplines, but there are whole movies about churn and burn and, you know, people being on the sales side and, you know, every client that day is going to get into this stock because the boss has said move this stock. I mean, is that just part of the stock trading game?
That's part of the stock trading game. But as we see, we don't do that. We don't do that at all. The nice thing, we do not charge fees when a client comes to see us. The only way we get paid is the financial institutions that the client and me select together, they pay me a one-time finder's fee for doing business. And the client does not pay me. And that's what our clients love about it. It's a win-win.
Gotcha. So the 21st, we get together, 6:30 p.m., Frontenac Hilton. People come in, they get a finger sandwich and a Diet Coke. What happens?
We'll have some, you know, meats, cheeses out there, some little snacks. I'll hold them over till dinner. But I only talk about 45 minutes. That's it. I teach them these strategies of what we actually do. And most people say, I have never heard this before, because their stockbroker and Wall Street broker are not going to teach them these strategies. They're not allowed to. It's not in their toolbox. They're not doing anything wrong. It's just their job is to keep you in the market. So we teach them these strategies. And again, we tell them, if you come up, you decide to meet with us one-on-one for no cost, no obligation retirement review, I give them a copy of my best-selling book, and it describes everything in there. From the last 20, 30 years in the business, yeah. I put my information in that book.
And I think this is really impressive. So you said usually 40, 45, 50 people will come to these things. And I said, so how many of those people do you convert? And you said the last time, like, every single person made an appointment.
100% of them schedule an appointment for us. Wow. I mean, that's how busy we are. They really are.
That's so great. Because if you'd have said five, it's like, okay, so 95% of people didn't like what you said.
No, that's what keeps us busy. Yes,
that's
usually
really
it's 95 to 100%. They schedule an appointment because they want to learn. They want to know how does this work? And then I send them home with a copy of my book.
So the only thing I'm unclear about with you is, do you want the Rachels and Ryans of the world calling, or would you just refer them to someone else? Would you rather the me and the Sues of the world call?
Absolutely. You okay. And the Sues of the world. That's what we specialize in, retirees and pre-retirees. I mean, sometimes our clients who are retirees may refer us to their granddaughter, grandchild, or whatever, but we explain it. We tell them, look, this is money is for retirement. If you want to get to this money for a new home or something, stay in the market. Yeah. You can weather the storm.
Yeah. And It really does always come back, doesn't it? The market.
Yeah. Amazing. I mean, it takes years, but it takes years to come back. But when you're young, you can handle that. So if anybody wants to attend this, please call 855-755-1555. Right now, we are really booking up. Once again, 855-755-1555.
And so me and Mark and Annie will all be there.
Yeah, Annie Fry,
I'm looking forward to this.
Yes.
It's really good.
It's fun. And for the first 10 minutes, we do a little trivia, hand out some T-shirts, things like that. It's fun. And then I talk for 45 minutes and that's it.
Maybe I could do a little bit of my stand-up, Rach. What do you think?
I think that'd be fun.
Yeah, you've got some material exactly
sure.
like this.
Exactly. I have lots of pre-retirement financial stuff in my stand-up. One more time in the phone numbers.
Phone number again, 855-755-1555, or go on retirementkey.com.
Very good. Thank you, Thomas.
Thanks, Dave.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.